Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address for verification of authorship, not publication. We expect to hear cicadas and grasshoppers in the summer. But this year, Lake Simcoe area residents get an extra dose of crickets. That is the sound of nothing useful coming out of the mouths of our area's highly paid, largely public-avoiding and unavailable provincial elected officials. Lake Simcoe is experiencing a record number of beach closures and blue-green algae outbreaks. Significant parts of southern Ontario flooded this week. Typically, MPPs comment on things like this. We hear crickets. There is, of course, the chorus of clapping seals. We see all MPPs retweeting a Booz map announcement, a Highway 400 Bradford bypass expansion announcement, which will make Lake Simcoe's pollution worse, and something about PAPE TTC station in Toronto. In my opinion, this moment reveals the shackles worn by these MPPs. None are expressing support for people whose homes are flooded. These MPPs are not serving their constituents, they are just following orders from the top. There is no acknowledgement of the problems Ontario is facing, because what they are doing is making all of these problems worse. Acknowledgement might necessitate action, which is clearly not their plan, or they would have communicated it. Lake Simcoe would appreciate it if people joined Lake Simcoe Watch and Rescue Lake Simcoe Coalition in asking our local MPPs to do something for their constituents and Lake Simcoe. Claire Malcolmson, Rescue Lake Simcoe Coalition, Executive Director.